on. And so, I was looking at the list that I had pulled up. I said, okay, Left Hand Man. Okay, I don't see it on this list. So I had to go to this one.
Let's see. Yes, sir!
Uh-huh.
It's your boy, Lamar Bray.
That's right. Hey, Waymaker, you listening?
And I'm going to tell you about this 250 that I just did.
Come on.
Pay attention. This thing I'm about to talk about, girl, you should listen. That left hand man,
like that,
he puts it down. You want to know about
come
it,
on.
Girl, just act around. He'll feel so good. He'll make you wet. Take my advice and trust me, girl, you won't regret.
I like that one.
Those other brothers, they just keep running. Now coming from the other way.
Left hand man.
Oh no. Left hand man. Listen. Now ladies, listen. Don't mean to sound fruitful. You don't believe me, baby. Look it up on Google. That left hand man, he got that.
You
rhythm.
Can Google it.
Just listen.
I'm
to
dropping the mic. I'm dropping the mic.
Put that mic down. Say that mic for another song.
No. No. You've been overruled, Waymaker. It's 2 out of 3. It's 2 out of 3. Me and Lamar.
Oh.
I'll let y'all have y'all moment in the stomach.
That's right.
Them bells feel the same way.
That's right. Y'all better watch out. Look here, left hand
hey,
man. Oh my
stop
goodness!
The press. Stop the press!
Stop
listen
the press!
I got breaking news! Breaking news! WB and Lamar, I just did a survey. Okay.
Yeah, you did a survey. Okay. So in other words, yeah, you're getting political right now. So you took a poll.
I took a poll.
Okay, well, go on. I'd like to hear the results of that poll.
So after the show tonight, y'all can go to TikTok. He said Google. But you can go to TikTok and let them tell you about them right-hand man. They was 85%. Ours is 98%. So I don't know what
you know what? I need to check.
Well,
was that one of those Fox News polls?
That's what I'm saying.
It was Fox. hell no. No, Lamar, you know Fox don't tell the truth. No. I want to go to CNN or NBC. Okay. And as a matter of fact, I had my own poll going on right here and the ladies. Okay.
The ladies. Okay.
That's right.
Hey, WB.
Yes, sir. Lamar.
All right, check it out. I want to make an announcement. You know, what's up, the best thing I see you all here tonight. Check it out. And Waymaker, I'm going to tell you, last year, dude, you know, I literally did no shows in Alabama, Mississippi down that way. You know what I'm saying? Because Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina had me hemmed up. They had me booked up. But this year, I want to let my Alabama, Mississippi, Texas people know I will be coming down that way this year.
Oh, yes, man, sir. You got to go there, man.
Man, my inbox is blowing up. When you coming down here? I see y'all.
Hey,
Virginia had me locked up, bro. Virginia. Okay.
Hey, look here. Hey, Lamar, I need you to do something for me. Okay.
What's up?
This show is going to be on the website.
Okay.
Okay? So your fans, your friends, they can, if in case they missed it tonight, I need you to do something for me.
Okay.
The website is Studio W.
Okay.
Studio W dot buzz. Studio W dot buzz. B-U-Z-Z. Okay. And so they can go back and hear it again, share with a friend, subscribe, then scroll down and leave a comment on what they thought about this. Okay. Promise you, brother, it will be up on the website.
Oh, and, man, most definitely. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. Another thing, go ahead, bro.
I want to let y'all know the reason why I started so late with recording. Before this, I see education up here, man. I was a certified school teacher for about 10 years.
Yes.
I taught school for a long time. I'm certified 5th to 12th.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So I taught school for a while. So
you know, I'm glad that you pointed that out because Waymaker and I, we always talk about cultural excellence. And, folks, we need to take pride in ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, you got people out here say you shouldn't be proud. What in the hell not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. That goes against your – No.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking away your – if you're not proud of yourself, then you're taking away your energy.
Absolutely.
And that's where we go. Everybody needs fuel, man. So I appreciate what you're doing. And you mentioned education, because we've had educators on this cultural excellence show. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more of those. We have business owners on this cultural excellence show.
Absolutely.
And obviously we play a lot of music and showcase a lot of artists such as yourself, sir, on this show. But if you take even in your profession, You need all of those elements, don't you?
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
You better have that business and education in place.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's part of your survival there. But man, we're loving that. Oh, let's see. Bessie Stokes. Okay. Hey, Bessie. Thank you. Bessie, you know, did I send you an invitation tonight? Okay. you're supposed to be coming back on. I'm going to tell a quick story, Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell a quick story. The reason why Waymaker is laughing is because several months ago, I know you know Bessie Stokes, right? Several months ago, when we first started this, what, 6-7 months ago, Waymaker?
Somewhere down
that line.
In August. In August when
was it August? Okay. So we're about 6 months at least. About 5-6 months. 6 months. Let's go with that. Bessie Stokes was my co-host, and she still is, because she'll be back. She'll be back. She promised us last year, Waymaker, that she's going to come back this year. Okay.
She'll come back eventually.
Yeah, hey, that's okay.
When she comes on vacation.
Well,
she's
I'm
on vacation.
Yep.
Hey, she just said, oh, Lord.
Well, good. I'm glad she did say it, because Bessie, you know me. You know I'm going to call you out in person. You know I'm going to call you. Okay. Oh, she said, come back after March. Love you, girl. We miss you. And so what happened? Waymaker came on as a guest.
Yeah.
Like you, Mr. Brace, came on as a guest. Mm-hmm. He was only supposed to be on when I got the message from Derek the Change Man Smith. My main man, I love him. He has several broadcasts on his show. As a matter of fact, he has the Get Up to Get Down morning show at 11 a.m. to get up, to get down morning show on this network at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock on the East, 10 o'clock Central Time, okay? But anyway, he introduced me to the Waymaker. So the Waymaker was supposed to come on via Bessie Stokes, and she was not able to do the show the following week. So she suggested, now guess what? Waymaker was only supposed to be on for 15 minutes. So she suggested, hey, won't the Waymaker be your co-host, you know, until I return? He ain't left yet. Well, he told me. It's almost like he moved in. He just moved in.
Hey, I'm still trying to hold it down to Miss Stokes come back.
No, well, see, now the problem with that is he's planted himself so deep into this that I ain't gonna let him go nowhere. So he's in the mafia now. he stepped into it. No, you know, bro. Hey, we joined it to hip Waymaker. It ain't, don't you even think about it. Cause I'll put an APB out on you faster than you can call your name. I promise you that. We'll be back right after this.
Ladies, how y'all doing?
Hold on.
Okay.
Let me explain this song right here.
Wait a minute, hold it. You saying this song needs an explanation?
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, Lord.
This song, my grandmama had a saying. She used to say, now get the hell on with all that bullshit. Basically, I really want y'all to listen to these lyrics because I wrote this song because y'all know when y'all minding y'all business, that's when people talking about you.
Ooh.
Ooh. Y'all know church folks talk, everybody talk. So that's why the title, the hook is, you need to get the hell on. You got to listen. I don't think that's the type person that's believe. Keep my name out your mouth. I know the problem is not me. The problem is you.
That's
now
right.
Go ahead and play. Oh, listen to the words.
I'm loving this one. I'm loving that already.
I just want to let you know that if you don't know the truth,
wow,
don't make up the truth.
Oh, man, this is real good. Hey, this is good already.
I'm that type brother. I tell you to get the hell on. It goes a little something like this. Listen. You done told a lie.
Woo.
And the truth ain't in you. Oh, yeah. Tell you why the reason I know. I got it from your homegirl, King. Keep my name out your mouth. You been running around town.
I like that.
All those lies. Stop lying, babe. Don't try to deny. You don't have an alibi.
Wow.
Hell on. I don't do no man type person, you best believe.
The more grace
to keep my name out your mouth.
I'm doing it down.
I know the problem's not me. I know the problem is you. Now I can't believe I gotta talk to the fellas about this. I don't know what started men talking like little girls around here. But I would love for y'all to keep my name out your mouth. Cause I'm gonna have to tell you to get the hell on. Listen. Brother, now listen. I don't play with no grown men. I know you've been running your mouth. Don't make me bring the mess to an end. Talk to him. I'm trying to stay humble, but don't think all sweet, not good. I will never put my hands on a woman, but I meet a man in the street.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you keep talking about me when I'm not thinking about you.
Let him know, LB.
I'm not gonna take my time.
Hey.
finally get on out of here. I don't do no messy type person, you best believe. I ain't got the time. Keep my name out your mouth. Find better things to do. You don't know me. I know the problem's not me. I know the problem is you.
Say it one more
you
time.
You need to get the hell on.
Hey,
you gotta leave. We ain't never met. I don't do no messy type person. You best believe.
Get off the phone.
Keep my name out your mouth. Find better things to do.
Oh, yeah.
I know the problem's not me.
Hey.
I know the problem is you.
Social media hurting y'all. Boy LB, y'all stay on social media in other areas, man. Stop listening to what people tell y'all. Don't act like you know a person when you only know of a person. That's not cool, man. You gonna find yourself by yourself. And I'm out. J Styles, you a fool for this one, man. Hey, Lamar Brace keeping it real. I got plenty more. Some of y'all gonna be mad after the CD. Shout out to Charlotte, North Carolina. We working. Hey. One love. Male Waiters, we love you, man. Tribute.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey. It's your boy Lamar Brace. Hey. Hey. Letting y'all know the party don't stop. R.I.P. Much love. Worked hard all week. It's time to take a break. Play me from Marvin's East, some Marvin Gaye. Call me later, cause I won't be at home. I'm going out tonight. I feel like getting it on. Till the morning comes. Tonight I'm gonna let all my troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm ready for more.
I came out. This is hell the world, yo. Come on.
That's
on my mind.
And I got my money.
Got my money.
And I got my whiskey.
Got my whiskey.
Cause tonight. Yes, I did.
So have a good time.
That's all.
That's on my mind.
Said I got my money.
Got my money.
And I got my whiskey.
Got my whiskey.
Cause tonight. Oh, yeah.
Real tipsy.
Hey. You see, all you want to do is go out and have a good time. You're not going out to be
a tell them, man.
All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. Got your money,
man.
Got your ride. Go head on and have yourself a good time.
Talk to
you know what
I'm doing?
I came
up.
Yes, I did.
To have a good time.
That's all. That's all.
That's all.
Got my money. Got my whiskey. Come on, let's. You know, Mr. Brace.
Male Waiters, we love you, man. Tribute.
He logged off for a while. I've got to do this justice.
Hey, let y'all know the party.
Come on.
Stop. R.I.P. Much love. Check.
What a cool stuff right here on the.
Worked hard all week. It's time to take a break. Play me some Marvin's
Eve. Come on,
some
son.
Marvin Gaye.
Come on.
Tell a friend.
Cause I won't be at home.
Yeah, I think we got a party going on here.
I feel like getting it on.
Come on.
troubles go. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm ready for more.
I came up to have a good time.
Yes, I did.
See, all you want to do is go out and have a good time. You're not going out to pick up anybody.
Tell him, man.
All you want to do is let go some frustrations because you've had a hard and a hell of a week. Got your money, got your ride.
Got your ride.
Get on and have yourself a good time.
Talk to him,
you know what I mean? This is what I'm trying to say.
I came up. Yes, I did.
To have a good time.
That's okay.
Yes, I did. I had to do it.
I
think we're jamming here. Oh, that is great. Emma C., my sister. Oh, she said, yes, I did. What, you did what, girl? What you
mean? Right. Uh-oh. Miss Emma, I'm jamming already. Ask Miss Emma, do she still have her bags by the door?
Her bags? You know what? I think she got her bags already in the car. You know, it's funny that you said that. And ladies and gentlemen, what are we talking about? We are talking about a jam, an extravaganza that's going to be happening in College Park, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, on the 24th of February. You don't want to miss it. Waymaker.
Yes.
Who's on the lineup?
Man, I'm pleased, honored, pleasure. We got Mika Mika.
No,
we got
Mika my girl, Mika.
Mika Mika.
And who else?
Miss Aretta. The
butterfly. That's my, go ahead.
Why not Ross?
Oh my goodness.
Ramon and Rush will be in the house.
Oh.
Also, we're doing a tribute to my friend, my partner, Forever Live On, Mr. Barry White. Master T.
Master T is going to be there.
Master T coming in.
Okay. How about Summer Wolf?
Summer Wolf gonna be in the house.
No.
Doing what she
whistled. You know what? I need to turn on my camera and give me some of my nerve pills here.
Oh. You need to bring them. Whoever ordering your mics, your nerve pills, they need to have them.
Man, oh man. Ladies and nice gentlemen, movie. Look. How can... Now, do we have a way for the audience, anybody in the surrounding areas, to get a ticket?
No, you just pay at the door. Pay at the door, $20, and pay at the door. Get there early, because I'm telling you, from what I'm hearing, is they're coming out. They're coming out to celebrate WB's, The Waymaker, Summer Wolf, and Miss Victoria's birthday.
You know what?
Get there early. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. I'm gonna be, me and WB gonna be in the parking lot doing Soul Train line at 6:50.
Look.
Come join us.
A Waymaker?
Yeah, 6:50.
Okay. So do I need to have, I'm thinking right now for this event alone, I might need to have 3 outfits here.
You need to bring all of them. Everything you got.
I tell you what. I tell you what. I've got some hats to show you, bro. Look, you don't even know. You have no idea because since you were in charge of the shipping department and I didn't get my hats, I decided to fire you from the shipping. Yeah. Okay. Lamar.
Yeah.
See, Waymaker, he does an outstanding job with booking amazing artists like you on this broadcast.
Okay.
No question about it. I don't even have to question. I didn't have to hear your music, even though when I started playing your music, I said, I've heard this gentleman before. So that means that you're out there anyway.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it.
No, and we appreciate you. And so we got fired from that.
Okay.
Shipping. You know, I was supposed to have some, you know, sporty hats and stuff like that, and it never came in. Yeah, no, it didn't come in, bro. So I fired him. Okay. But I had to keep him in the department of bringing on great artists like you. Let's talk about this last song. Wow. Got My Whiskey. I love the way that was produced. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the guy who basically did the engineering, you heard me call out Jay Styles.
Yes.
He's actually a member of the group Blackstreet.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, but if you listen, that's actually the original track from Got My Whiskey.
I heard.
Yeah. So the family actually approved that, and you heard Mel Waiters in the background.
Okay.
So they, yeah, like I said, it was a, you know.
A collaboration. Now, we also heard your voice in it also.
Oh, yeah. I had to sing it now.
Well, see, this is my point right here, because I heard your voice, and my sister, Emma C., says, nice voice. Very nice voice. And I can agree with that, because there's a purity in your voice. And I'm going to talk about something here. There is singing. And there's singing.
Appreciate it.
And you sang, brother.
Thank you, brother.
And so where does that come from? Where does that come from? You know, a lot of us can carry a note, right? But when you put your soul and your heart and your everything into it, I want you to talk about that a little bit. And what does that mean to an artist and being able to attract an audience through your vibe?
I mean, well, again, I say, man, I think you just got to hone your craft. Like a lot of people can sing, but you really got to take time to find your way of how to project and, you know, use your voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people that can just sing, but you got to be able to deliver as well.
Hey, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because when you get on a stage, you're going to attract or take away that audience, right?
Most definitely.
And the great artists, even some that didn't have the greatest voices, they were able to attract an audience. And I think it's because it was there. Lamar, tell me about this. Their believability in what they were delivering. Would you?
Exactly.
Okay. Before I play your next song,
go ahead, bro. You gotta believe in what you're doing.
If you believe it, they will. If you don't, they won't. We gotta write that. Okay. Anyway, we'll do this on the way back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lamar Brace.
Listen. I want to talk to y'all today.
Oh, man.
First off, it's your boy Lamar Brace coming at
you. I'm liking that already.
You know how things going. Yeah, 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 yeah. Girl, I've been watching you all night long.
It's alright. You're a bad dude.
I'ma show y'all how we slow drag. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
Kinda like it when you tease me. Really love it when you please me. Talking sexy with those lips, mama. Hypnotize me with those hips now. Girl, we're so rolling. Feel so good. Don't rush this moment, take your time. I back it up and get a piece of this wood. Ooh, girl, we're closer than close. That a blind man could see. I'ma give you direction. Ooh, girl, you're so sexy. Can you describe on me? Come on, make it hot now. Like we're making a movie, babe. I'm getting warm. Making weather, baby, don't complain, cause I'm gonna make it rain, hey, but I can do it better, leave it up to me, I can be your problem solver, yeah, let me keep it real, I can handle your bills, call me daddy, I can be your sponsor, yeah, ooh girl, we're closer than close, now the blind man could see. Ooh, girl, you're so sexy. Can you just grind on me? Come on, make it hot now. Like we're making a movie, babe. I'm getting warm, little body, that's hot. Can you just grind on me? Keep it right there. I'll take it anyway. You wanna get a mama anytime or anywhere. Good mama, from side to side, feeling alright. Let's make it worth it. Come on, yeah. I see the yeah. Woo. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 we're back. Cultural excellence, the baddest on the network. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no other show like this anywhere on the planet. I promise you that. It can't be.
Absolutely. Can't be duplicated. Cannot be duplicated.
Cannot.
How you gonna find WB and the Waymaker in the same spot?
They can't. Unless you dial in to The Buzz, ladies and gentlemen, each and every Wednesday. That's studio.buzz, studio.buzz. That's the website. This broadcast will be up in 24 hours. In case you missed it, you want to hear it again, or just share with a friend, go to studio.buzz, click on archive shows or feature shows. I'm going to have that in both of those columns because this is just that good. StudioW.buzz. Now, for your daily listening, you can use StudioW.buzz and you can hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or you can go to our Apple app. Go to your Apple App Store. That's simply Studio W or Studio.W. I'm sorry. Studio.W on Apple. Studio.W on Apple is Studio W on Android. Available on Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and Alexa. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having this magnificent recording artist, Mr. Lamar Brace, with us right now. Wow. I know. Let's see. Patricia Kiki and Emma. Stop trying to take over a show. Okay. Miss Bessie Stone. That's my sister. I love her dearly. And she's going to be with us on February the 24th down at College Park, Georgia, where this is going to be a party like no other party. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're anywhere in the area, it's going to be at the, is it Magnolia Lounge? Magnolia Lounge in College Park. Hey, Lamar, if you're not doing anything, drive on down, man.
Oh, yeah, man. If anything changes, I'm coming through.
Come on down there. Yeah. Oh, man, look, I'm telling you right now. I've already told you this is, let's see, Waymakers, my sister's birthday is February 21st. Waymakers is February the 22nd. There's somebody else's birthday that we're celebrating too, right, Way?
Yes, you got Summer Wolf, and also you got Victoria Banner birthday.
Yeah.
Everybody's in, and yours is in March.
So. Mine's in March, but guess what? I'm celebrating. You know, I like, you know, you gave me an idea because see, normally I celebrate all the month of March, but now I'm extending this into February right now. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, so look here, Lamar. Come on down, bro, if you can. Check us out. I'm loving your story here. I think I have a few more of your songs. But before we do this, I want you to share with the audience something that I may not have asked and or how can they get your music?
Okay. Well, one thing you haven't asked me yet, I am a Navy veteran. I served in the military.
Okay.
And also, just Google Lamar Brace.
Lamar Brace. No, I had no idea because I didn't have your resume or your bio in front of me. And, okay. You know, this is kind of, and you know, and this is how we get to know one another, Lamar, because Waymaker and I know, we do not do interviews.
What?
We have conversations. Dude.
No, we don't.
And this way, you know, it's just like you get to meet somebody for the first time and you guys sitting and you watching a game, whatever it is, and you just conversate.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything about your personal life. I don't know because this is about music. It's about uplifting. It's about vibes. We want to know who you are. Exactly. Why do you do what you're doing and what inspires you, okay? And what is your message to the world? That's again, what we want to know, man.
I say, man, your passion will make.
Come on, bro.
I mean, straight up, man. And it's about choices you make. It's about choices you make in life. I mean, like I'm from Northeast DC in the city. I could have sold drugs before easier than going to school. I chose to do what I did. You feel me?
Absolutely.
So it is what it is, man. I mean, and I'm not like bragging, I'm from the hood. That's just where I was raised. You feel me?
So hey, I understand.
I don't do all that, but I know where I'm from. You know, I can't knock as where I'm from. But I just say, I see more guys get strung out, locked up, everything else, instead of just doing what they were supposed to do. I was a guy, I had a mom and dad in the household. So yeah, I feared my parents more than the niggas in the street.
I heard that. You know, and so many people take the path of least resistance. And the path, you know, and I tell people all the time, it's harder to be positive than it is to be negative. I've got arguments to say, no, it is harder to be negative. No, it doesn't take anything to be negative. But if you want positive, because that requires work. Yep. And that requires being able to have doors slammed in your face. That requires you say, look, I'm not giving up for anything. And guess what? Go ahead, brother.
Easiest thing you can do in life is quit.
That's my point.
To stop. Easiest thing. I tell anybody, dropping out of school, the easiest thing you can do in life is quit.
That's it. Yeah.
You can quit. And then once you start quitting now, it's a drug. Once you quit one thing, go quit another thing. You're going to quit another thing. Next thing you know, you're going to find yourself walking away from a lot of stuff.
You know what? What I love about this also, and Waymaker, we must, depending on Mr. Brace's schedule, have him back on this. And hey, Lamar, I have a program on Sundays.
Okay.
And it's called The Boomerang. Check out the title, The Boomerang.
Okay.
Because I truly believe what you put out comes back.
Oh, yeah.
If you put out some garbage. If you put out something really great.
Yeah.
It's going to manifest itself, brother, if you keep trying to put it out.
Yeah.
And there are obstacles in life sometimes that prevent it to come back as fast as you want it to.
It's funny you say that, because I'm going to tell you what I say. I say life is like a bank. How you expect to get something out of it you put nothing in?
My sentiments exactly.
You know, but I have
you. Get something out of your account if you put nothing in your account.
Hey, Lamar, I want you to come on my Boomerang radio show on a Sunday. Really? Oh, yeah. And I will play some. Was okay. I'm going to play some of your music. We're going to pick out.
WB.
Oh.
Can I say something, WB?
Please. Okay. Well, you're the co-host. You can say anything you want.
Lamar, we have a custom here on Studio WB. Okay. And everybody that comes on here from Gila Jones, Jason Nay, Songbird, or whoever, done had the opportunity to grace this airway. We have a culture here that before you leave, you must do something a cappella. See, our artist knows that sometimes you can only be a studio artist, okay? So you got to let them know that you are a entertainer. If they see you at the bus stop and you they ask you the same, what was you saying to them?
Come on.
Well, I'm looking at this Miss Emma. I'm looking at Emma Brown in the comments.
Yeah.
She got like 8 comments in a row. I'm saying to her, okay.
You were saying to Emma. Oh my goodness.
I'm about to sing to Emma because Emma seemed like she got a lot of questions.
Right. Straighten out.
Ready? Oh, Miss Emma, I love the way that you're asking me questions. I want to let you know right now, baby. Ooh, I might have a woman, but that's my business. I might have got things to do, but I love all the ladies I do, yeah. I do it for y'all. You keep asking question after question after question. We gonna be all right, yes we will, baby. Cause I love all of y'all, yes I do. Baby. I'm not just on record. I'm about to go to church on y'all. Sing like I don't want to sing. Let me stop.
No. Emma.
Emma.
Calm down. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
The thing about it, I know my sister, and she just loves, that's her way of saying she loves what you're doing, my friend.
No, I appreciate it. No, Emma, if I come down on the 24th, trust me, I want you to come. I'm going to give you a big hug. I'm going to give you, hey, girl, hey, it's all... I'm going to tell you, Waymaker, you better tell about me. One thing about me, if you see me in the street, whatever, approach me. Say hi, how you doing? I don't mind taking
I love
pictures.
It.
I don't mind showing love. I mean, real talk. I'm going to tell you right now. Girl, I'd probably be like, you want a drink or whatever. I'm that type of guy.
Right. You know what? Yeah. What I'm finding, and see, I tell you what, on the in the media, the South, in my opinion, gets a bad rap. Yeah. Because what I'm finding, and everybody I've met, Waymaker, you talking about Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, and let's go, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, They are really, really, really sweet people. I remember visiting. I was in Louisiana. Some of the sweetest people I've ever met. And you could feel it. You could feel the vibe, man. You could really feel the vibe. And for some reason, the media want to post, you know, our culture in the South as bad people. And I know that's not true.
No.
I know that's not true, man. Some of the nice
people. Y'all speak to each other down South. They'll be like, hey, how y'all? See, in D.C., we be like, we just keep walking. But I noticed I moved down South. Hey,
you know what? You just nailed it, brother.
Everybody speak to you.
You mentioned something about you being an educator for how many years, though?
About 10.
About 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you teach?
Math. High school math.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And I was thinking, I didn't know before I asked the question, you know what? Math is in music.
That's numbers. You don't never see musicians when they be on stage, they be like, go from the 1 to the 3 to the 4 to the 5. It's numbers.
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 Waymaker, it's something that it kind of startled me a little bit, because what Lamar is talking about, it kind of resonated with me about 2 or 3 years ago. Any and everything we do in life has to do with a number.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's universal. No, let me tell you something.
Math, come on, brother.
Math is universal. Okay, not for nothing, I hate to say this, but I went to an HBCU. A lot of tests, I'm going to be honest with you. When they tested me, because in elementary they found out I was a gifted and talented child. I was what they called a magnet student. They gave me a test. They were asking me questions like, I'm in the third grade from the hood. They asked me questions like, where is the country of Chile? Now, they asked me one question. They said, how many people can sleep comfortably in a 3-bedroom house? I'm from the hood. I'm thinking bunk bed. I said, bunk bed. I said, daddy. Do you feel me? I'm from the hood. I don't know that the answer is 6. Cause it was like, what?
That's crazy as hell.
They thinking twin beds and everything. I'm thinking bunk beds, cause me and my brothers all slept in the same room.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, brother.
Two bunk beds in the bed. So it was 3 of us in one room.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking bunk bed. I said 10 people. Now, am I wrong, though? In a 3-bedroom home, 10 people can sleep comfortably. Waymaker, am I right?
You definitely right.
And you, guess what? You can ask me that question. You're definitely right.
You want to know how many people need a bed.
That's right. And so when you start talking about IQ tests, you need to qualify. What hood did you come from? Did you come from a privileged hood? Or did you come?
I said, you mean to tell me, I'm in the third grade. I said, there is a country called Chile? Who the hell ever heard of Chile? I'm from the D.C.
Oh my goodness.
I'll never forget this question. They said, what is a curtsy? Who the hell curtsies in the hood?
You know what? Man.
They were asking me stuff like that. What got me through was math. I was killing everybody in math.
See?
But if they'd have went off that verbal.
Right.
What is a silhouette? Who the hell know what a silhouette is?
You can't know if you're not, you can't know what you don't know.
If you're not exposed to it, if you're not exposed to that type, okay, not for nothing. My daddy, this is the last thing I'm going to say. My daddy always drunk his coffee with the cup on the table.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
They're going to say, what's the proper way to drink coffee? Is it with the cup or a saucer? Who the hell got a saucer in the hood?
And well, you know, and you know what? And what does it have to do with any doggone thing?
That's what I'm talking. So I said, well, they said, well, what? And then she tried to help me through talking about, well, what did they put under the cup? I said, well, I guess a napkin. We don't have no sauce.
If we had a sauce and somebody was eating out of it.
Hey, you know what? And guess what? I'm going to tell you, something in 2024. I don't have any sauces right here in my plate. I ain't got a damn sauce in the house.
I drink coffee every day. I don't got no
saucer. I ain't got no doggone sauce. You know what? I got a napkin.
I either use a napkin or I just keep it on the table. So that's why I tell these, I'm gonna tell you right now.
This is funny.
One thing I'm gonna say to any parents that's on here, check on your children in the school.
Wow.
Check on your children in the school because they be trying to like, and make sure if they try to put your child in special ed, make sure they get an IEP.
Oh, an I what?
An IEP.
What does that mean?
Independent education process. Basically, that's where they do individual they do individual checks on each child. Make sure if your child really needs to be in there, because you do know back in the day ADHD was just called ADD. You know why they put that H in there? So they could start giving out medicines.
Wow.
That's why they call it ADHD now. It wasn't always called ADD.
It wasn't always
called ADHD.
It's just heavy, bro. You've got to come back on, Waymaker. This man needs to come back on. And also, I have a couple of other platforms, brother, because your knowledge.
Yes.
Your gift expands beyond even this broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't flatter people. But again, Waymaker would tell you, we talk about, you see on the screen, music, art, education, business. That's what we're all about, because we want to showcase our talents in our hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yep.
And we go around the world. So, Lamar, please share. I think I sent you, the links to or several places, and share this with your friends, my friend.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this. We're going to get back to some more of your music right now, because I promised to play everything that you sent me. Yeah. Oh.
You might not want me on no relationship topics, though. I'm kind of tough on that, man. You don't want me on those.
I love controversy, bro.
I get wrong.
I'm
that brother be like, hey, he never called. No, sweetie, he called you back. He called somebody back.
No. That's what I want. See, you understand. Hey, bro. And we both left-handed, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey,
Waymaker.
My poll is still going on now.
And guess what? Waymaker, mine is too. Hold on,
WB.
Yes, sir.
Google left-hand lovers. I don't know what kind of poll you got going on, but they did a few hundred thousand for our poll.
Well, guess what? Okay. And also, guess what? I got a couple of females that text me here. I'm not giving out any names here. I'm not going to expose them. But they say, let Waymaker know that the statistics are incorrect as far as you're concerned, Waymaker. And then another one. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It says, okay, that's the other one there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but can I say something to that?
You can say anything you want.
Go ahead, brother. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
It's not my fault that some of the right-handed mans or left-handed mans that you have dealt with, the only body I can speak of is the Waymaker.
Yeah.
They call me the Waymaker for a reason. Okay?
Not a pole, brother.
The poll I'm taking, pole, I'm 100%. Okay?
I understand. Hey, Waymaker, you might be in that 25 percentile. You might be in that 25 percentile, but
no, 15, brother. It's only 15.
It's only 15. But 85% said left-handed. Yeah. Okay.
85%.
Yeah. So Waymaker, I applaud you, bro. You might be in that 15%, bro. That's okay. You can't speak for the rest of them. Don't try to defend all of them.
I can only just speak for myself. Okay? Lamar, I'm going to do a song called Right Here.
Wait a minute, hold it. Hold it.
Huh?
This is Mr. Brace also, right?
Hole in the wall, yeah.
That's what I thought. I love it. Brace. I love it, man.
Paying tribute to my man, Mel Waiters.
R.I.P. Let's do it.
Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. I've had my best time, yo. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. 3 o'clock in the morning, all the damn club was closed. Went to this place, y'all. Didn't want anyone else to know. Walked in the room with my nose in the air. 7 in the morning, and I'm still in bed. Let's go, baby. I wanna go to the hole in the wall. I had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. Took my high class warning with me the next night. She didn't wanna get out the car. She said it didn't look right. Walked in the room with my nose in the air. 7 in the morning and she's still in bed. Smoke filled roof, whiskey and chicken wings. People dancing and drinking and no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby. I wanna go there to the hole in the wall. I had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. I wanna go there, baby, yeah.
Some more. strong. Cause I'm hella weak. I'ma give her what she needs. I'ma stand up in it.
Back. Cultural excellence on
Sir
the
Charles
bus.
Jones wrote that one.
Repeat that, please.
Sir Charles Jones wrote that one.
Sir Charles Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I had the pleasure of meeting Sir Charles Jones in Florence, South Carolina. Was it about a month ago? Miss Emma and I. Now, a little history behind that.
Okay.
My sister, Miss Emma, she is probably the number one Sir Charles Jones fan.
She ain't never seen me on stage with him.
I don't know, Emma.
Past year and a half, I did the whole tour with Charles.
Man.
I'm the guy that's been up front with Charles. You know how Charles be on stage and it be a guy beside him singing?
Man.
That's me.
You know what? Just a great, great guy. Sir Charles Jones, along with Jeta Jones, I had the pleasure of meeting him down in Florence, South Carolina. It was an absolute blast. I had a chance to go backstage.
Okay.
Okay, because of my sister, Miss Emma. Yeah, she arranged that too. But then we had a little issue. Then Jeta Jones came out. And said, hey, you, let this brother backstage here. Okay. You know, and so came back there, man. It was a magnificent, magnificent time. I'm looking forward to meeting you, brother. Looking forward to meeting you in person. You're not too far from me.
No.
You know, I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
I got a couple of Virginia dates. Man, I'm gonna go ahead and keep it real. Listen up, Waymaker. Let Bessie know this too. Y'all need to get me on down to Alabama, Mississippi, man. These Virginia cats they already hit me up trying to pick up my dates.
Hey, look here. Women, hold it, Mr. Brace. When you're in Virginia the next time, in Richmond, or close by, you got to come in live in the studio.
Oh, most definitely. Okay, so you have, okay. You know the Buffalo Soldiers?
Yes.
They just booked me for May 4th.
Whew.
In Southfield, they're big, their convention they do every year. I'm going to be the headline artist up there in Virginia.
And that's going to be in what city in Richmond?
South